This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Stitch for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
I've done a lot of unnecessary worrying in my lifetime, which may surprise you, me being a Christian and a priest and a broadcaster. You may say it shows a lack of trust on my part, I suppose, or that I doubt that God has everything in hand. But we all know, don't we, that bad things can happen to anyone, bad or good, whether they have faith or not. In Matthew 5:45 it says, "The Lord makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust." So none of us are exempt from trouble or heartache just because we have faith or we do good. But I would argue that those who do a lot of worrying often do so because they love so very much. They care about their families. They care about the world and about the future of the planet. We wouldn't be fully human if we didn't worry, would we? Because the future is unpredictable and troubles will come our way. It's part of life. And yet, we have a reading this morning where Jesus tells us not to worry, that God has provided richly for all he has created. But what we must do is seek God's kingdom first, practice right living in whatever we do, and everything else will fall into place. It sounds simple. Here is a song sung by Christopher Williams from his album Gather. It's called Do Not Be Afraid.
Gather if you are weary, and if the weight is heavy for home, let go all that you carry. There is no reason to do it alone. Do not be afraid. Be still just for a moment and let the world spinning without you. Breathe deep, hear your heartbeat. This is the place where it all becomes new. Do not be.
Let's listen to that reading from Matthew 6, beginning to read at verse 25, and see what we make of it. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
That was Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God, sung there by Ingrid Dumosh. Jesus makes the point that all that God has created is glorious, and we need to appreciate the beauty all around us. He's made provision for us all, even the flowers of the field and the birds of the air. We once hired a family holiday cottage in Beeley, Derbyshire, a few years ago, and all was calm and peaceful there. Until one morning, just before breakfast, we opened the curtains and saw a whole army of people surrounding our cottage with binoculars. We wondered, what is happening? Until we heard that a dusky thrush had flown in from Siberia. It seems that the word of this rare bird had got around on social media, and bird watchers from all over the country, known as twitchers, came to spot it. Many would have travelled long distances, most likely doing without their sleep, just to catch a glimpse of this little beauty. Amazing. We saw it too. But they demonstrated by their eagerness and by their presence that rare gift of being able to appreciate nature with all its beauty and variety. Do we appreciate our beautiful world? Do we do what's right to preserve it? Well, no, we don't, do we? Not all of us. So no wonder we have troubles in the world today. When was the last time we marvelled at the delicacy of an exquisite flower, or at the sheer grace of a bird in flight? At the complex miracle of the human eye, the structure of the human hand or foot? When did we last pause to breathe in the fragrance of a rose, or stop to stare at a spectacular sunset? And do we appreciate just how beautiful and unique we humans are? No matter what our race, colour or creed, we are all glorious and beautiful in God's eyes. So why do we chase so much after expensive adornments, cosmetic operations, or clothes with designer labels? We are exquisitely formed as individuals. We are glorious regardless. So says this next song, sung by David Archuleta. Glorious.
There are times when you might feel aimless and can't see the places where you belong, but you will find that there is a purpose. It's been there within you all along, and when you're near it, you can almost hear it. It's like a symphony, just keep listening, and pretty soon you'll start to figure out your part. Everyone plays a piece in their own melodies, and each one of us, oh, it's glorious. And you will know how to let it ring out as you discover who you are. Others around you will start to wake up to the sounds that are in their hearts. It's so amazing what we're all creating. It's like a symphony, just keep listening, and pretty soon you'll start to figure out your part. Everyone plays a piece in their own melodies, and each one of us, oh, is glorious. It's like a symphony, just keep listening, and pretty soon you'll start to figure out your part. Everyone plays a piece in their own melodies, and each one of us, oh, is glorious.
One of our listeners, Carol Dixon, sometimes sends me her poems and songs, and this one is entitled Consider the Lilies. I thought I would read it this morning because it's very appropriate today. It says, to sit in silence is to walk with God. To see the smallest flower is to see with God's eyes. To revel in the glory of the sky is to share God's joy in creation. To love the unlovely is to hold others in God's heart. Jesus certainly appreciated nature by the sound of it. He must have done, to have commented on the beauty he saw all around him, the lilies of the field, the birds of the air, and also the people all around him listening to his words. Jesus praised his Father for his provision of it all, and here he was teaching that we must also trust him to provide for us and our needs. Here's Anthem Lights singing, How Great Thou Art.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
And when I think that God, his son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on that cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Do we appreciate life? Do we fully live in the present moment? Here are some more words of wisdom about humankind, this time from the Dalai Lama, called Man. Because he sacrifices his health in order to make money, then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. And then he is so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present, the result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he is never going to die, and then dies, having never really lived. But you know, if we seek God's kingdom first and follow the example Jesus set, perhaps we're a lot less likely to fall headlong into trouble in our lives. But even though today's reading is about appreciating God's provision for his world and trusting in his provision, far be it that we should think that this reading means we can just forgo work and sit back and put our feet up and expect God to do everything for us. And far be it that we should ever fail in our duty to provide for those in need. God has called on us to play our part too on behalf of one another. It was Mahatma Gandhi who once said, "Earth provides enough to satisfy every man's needs, but not every man's greed." Jesus taught us to see life as a challenge and a daily walk on waters of faith, to do everything with joy, appreciation, generosity, compassion, and to do things his way if we are to flourish. He calls us out to walk on water, says this next song, Oceans, sung by Hillsong.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. Abounds in deepest waters.
There was once a businessman who was sitting by the beach in a small Brazilian village. As he sat, he saw a Brazilian fisherman rowing a small boat towards the shore, having caught quite a few big fish. The businessman was impressed and asked the fisherman, "How long does it take you to catch so many fish?" And the fisherman replied, "Oh, just a short while." "Then why don't you stay longer at sea and catch even more?" said the businessman, astonished. "Well, this is enough to feed my whole family," the fisherman said. The businessman then asked, "So what do you do for the rest of the day?" "Well," the fisherman replied, "I usually wake up early in the morning, go out to sea and catch a few fish, then go back and play with my kids. In the afternoon I take a nap with my wife, and evening comes I join my buddies in the village for a drink. We play guitar, we sing and dance throughout the night." The businessman offered a suggestion to the fisherman. He said, "I have a PhD in business management. I could help you become a much more successful person. From now on, you should spend more time at sea and try to catch as many fish as possible. When you've saved enough money, you could buy a bigger boat and catch even more fish. Soon you will be able to afford more boats, set up your own company, your own production plant for canned foods and distribution network. By then you will have moved out of this village and to Sao Paulo, where you can set up HQ to manage your other branches." The fisherman said, and after that?" The businessman laughs heartily. "After that, you can live like a king in your own house. And when the time is right, you can go public and float your shares in the stock exchange and you'll be rich." The fisherman asked, "And after that?" The businessman said, "After that, you can finally retire. You can move to a house by the fishing village. Wake up early in the morning, catch a few fish, and return home to play with your kids. Have a nice afternoon nap with your wife, and when evening comes, you can join your buddies for a drink and play the guitar and sing and dance throughout the night." The fisherman smiled. Let's listen to a song from my album, If I Have Not Love, and it's called Make Time for Love.
You're too busy counting all the ripples in the sea, running round in circles needlessly, making all those plans so easily. And you're swimming, floundering in a whirlpool all the time, racing like a fish to catch the line, while the grains of sand are falling in this hourglass of mine. Make time for love, make time for love. You're too busy thinking that by rushing here and there, powered by highest motives built on care, that you'll achieve perfection, climb the stairs. And your children are like buried treasure, oh so rare, one day soon will not be waiting there. And the sand within the hourglass is descending through the air. Make time for love, make time for love. There's 100,000 things in life still to be done, but all these things just can't be done by one. So still the racing clouds and see the sun. Catch the blossom before it gently fades away. Smell its perfume, let it have its say. Who have you neglected in your race of life today? Make time for love, make time for love.
Jesus practiced the presence of God, his Heavenly Father, in every single moment of life. He was filled with the joy of living, and even though he was aware through ancient prophecy that suffering and an early death lay ahead of him, he wasn't gloomy, nor was he filled with despair all the time. He loved, he taught, he healed with love and compassion for his fellow man. He lived each moment to the full. He listened to his Heavenly Father's instructions and obeyed. He knew a deep peace and was inspired through prayer, and he took time out to relax and escape the busyness of life. He was inspirational. He was the blueprint for living life to the full. All was well with his soul, and it can be well for us too if we seek God's ways first and his way of life. Let's finish with a prayer this morning. Lord, we offer you this morning every single one of our concerns. We confess our constant need to worry for family and friends. We confess our anxious thoughts concerning this beautiful world you've made. Help us rather participate in your vision for your world. Work through each one of us to make a better world for ourselves and for other people, and help us to walk your way of peace, to have complete trust in you and to do things your way. Please give us a deep peace in our souls this day and hope for the future. Amen. Our last song says, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow." And it's called "Because he lives," sung by Chris Tomlin. It's sadly time to end our programme today. We've come to a close, and it just remains for us to say goodbye and thank you all for listening. It's goodbye from me, Sheila Hamill, and from Andrew here, my technician.
Bye, everyone.
Bye for now.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives.